Welcome to Day by Day. It's Day by Day Hacks. We're in the LifeWord podcast studio with my good friend Dan Clark here, and we're just talking about tips and tricks to help us have a better, consistent time with the Lord day by day. Last week, Dan, you told us about one of your hacks, and that is very simple, is to have a certain place. And this week, I want you to talk about why it's important to have a certain time, just a designated, set-aside, consistent time. So why would that be important for us?
Well, it's important to me because I want to pick a time that I can be there every day at the same time. Also a time that's in the morning that I'm fresh. My mind is not on other things. I can strictly be just thinking about the Lord. And a time that would work throughout the year without changing. 6:30 works good for me because I'm retired.
Yeah, so 6:30 in the morning, early morning.
Right.
Yep.
Other people might need to be earlier.
Yeah.
You know, a time before there's noise in the house, people moving around, that sort of thing. I just want a quiet time just with me and God.
Yeah. So, Dan, one of the things you were talking to me earlier about was that, you know, it's easier for you to do that because it's just you and Miss Donna in the house.
Yes.
But you also told me that, you know, you got grandkids.
Yes.
And grandkids come over and, you know, your sons-in-laws and daughters and, you know, they all can, you got a place where just family likes to gather.
Right.
But you told me that they know that this is the time and place that you're with the Lord.
Right. My grandkids, especially because they're younger and, you know, when they get up, there's lots of noise, lots of things. So they know that that's my time.
Yeah.
And to not disturb me. But also, if it is a situation that maybe other relatives, adults, then I just get up that much earlier.
Oh, yeah.
I may get up an hour earlier.
Right.
Because I know that they won't be up at that time.
Right, yeah.
I want God to know that he's the most important thing to me.
Yeah.
And that I'm going to make time for him first thing and start my day with him.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think one of the important things to keep in mind is that everybody's situation is different. It's unique. And so you may have a mother that has a toddler that that wakes up early in the morning, or they may be 4, 5, 6 years old. And they may have to tend to them at whatever, you know, when they're trying to have their quiet time. But I think one of the important things that even your grandkids see is the consistency.
Yes.
And so even if it is getting interrupted, so to speak, one of the benefits of that is your children seeing that you're there every day, seeing that taking place. And so there's not ever going to be the perfect scenario for this, but the consistency is what's important there, because I think a lot of times the people around us, our kids, may see us run to God in crisis moments, which we need to do, but that's the only time they may see us running to God instead of just that consistent day-by-day walk. So,
and something else is, you know, when you do this consistently, you know, we know that Satan's going to try to knock you off.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Try to keep you from doing your quiet time because he knows that that's putting you closer to God.
Right,
so
right, yeah.
That's something to think about too.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, so that's your day-by-day hack for today. We'll see you next week.